This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture. I'm Lee Chui Lin. The Kuala Lumpur City Opera, KLCO, is organizing the city's first opera festival this May. And during this two-day festival, they're hoping to foster an appreciation of Western opera amongst our Malaysian public. We find out today from Danny Che and Ho Soon Yun of KLCO, as well as Chi Ho Mak, chorus master and artistic committee member, what we can expect. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so Western opera. Let's start with that. What is Western opera?
Well, Western opera is basically, I think when you mention opera, I think what comes to mind is famous personalities such as Pavarotti, Maria Callas, you know, and maybe perhaps some people might remember some famous operas such as, say, Carmen or La Boheme. So I think that's what comes up immediately. And most of the time, people will say that operas are sung in a foreign language. And there's a lot of misconception and perception of opera.
When we think of this particular operatic tradition, you know, and for some people, I guess, one foreign language sounds like every other foreign language. But by and large, are there specific countries, specific areas of the quote-unquote West that are more commonly associated with opera?
I think the history of opera, you know, I mean, the whole canon of opera, you know, lasts for so many hundreds of years, but it flourished mainly in the Western tradition in Europe. So, for example, you have Italian grand opera, you have the different styles, bel canto, verissimo, and you also have German operas, you know, composers like Mozart, or German-speaking operas, I would say. And then you also have French opera, you know, like you have composers like Bizet. But the entire tradition of Western opera really is sort of concentrated within these three languages in Europe.
What operatic traditions do we have here in Southeast Asia, you know, and how does it differ to what we would think of as Western opera?
I think it's a completely very different, it's a different musical style, of course. You know, in Malaysia, we have our traditional Malay theatre, Bangsawan or Mak Yong. We also have our Cantonese opera, you know, which is a heritage passed on from China. So it's a completely different school, different stylistics, and also very, very different way of singing. So Western opera is still very, very much very new in Malaysia in terms of reception. So that's why this festival is all about, you know, to introduce to Malaysian audiences a new, in terms of awareness, how interesting and how wonderful this art form can be.
What is it about Western opera music that you'd like people to start kind of absorbing or taking away in terms of it being promoted here in Malaysia?
I think the music is very, very accessible. I think, you know, especially, you know, certain tunes, especially from operas, you know, yeah, it's being used in a lot of films, in commercials, and, you know, by and large, I think most people, you know, when they turn on the TV, you know, when they watch a movie, you know, and they hear somebody singing, you know, and a lot of times, you know, there are a lot of operatic excerpts that they've incorporated into sort of popular culture. And I think Malaysians are also very well traveled these days. You know, they've gone abroad and then they've and watched, you know, operas, and so I think we like to give them a sense that this is really accessible music, and now it's right here in Malaysia.
By and large, would you say Malaysians are generally familiar with opera?
No, absolutely not.
But they may not know that they have already been exposed to it. Like, for example, a lot of Malaysians' children, they learn piano, guitar, and also all sorts of musical instruments since young. But they didn't realise that some of the pieces are actually from the opera itself.
Yeah.
Some tunes itself. Yeah. Like, even, you know, like what Gio just said, you know, in the movie, the big screen, they will have excerpts from opera. Take, for example, Mad Max recently, they will have, you know, it's a wonderful opera song, you know, called the Easter Hymn, you know, in it.
So there are little elements.
Yeah, little elements.
Yeah, but I'd like to just add that to that. I think opera is not just like, you know, just the famous arias. I think appreciation for opera also, you need to look into the opera production itself. It's a story. It's just like musical theatre. There's a story, there is some learnings behind those story, and also there's social and cultural, I think, impact. You know, so I think just because it's in a foreign language, so I think we kind of like just, you know, listen to the music and not appreciate the
details.
We gloss it over.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of things that we can learn from opera itself.
With that said, how much education or familiarization would, you know, you guys need to do, for example, in order to have a healthy opera-going audience here in our country?
That's the exact reason why we're doing this festival, you know, to create an awareness, to be able to create a market and accessibility for Malaysian public, and it encompasses talks, workshops, concert performances. Danny can elaborate on that.
Yep. Over this weekend of Opera Cool Festival, we have kind of occupied the entire space in the Publica white box, black box, and also the square out in the open air. And what we are doing basically is to have events running throughout the day. We have talks, workshops, as well as performances, in which we repeat, you know, in the day, so that everyone gets to like enjoy every item that's in the schedule.
All about the how, why, what about opera.
What are the workshops that you've got?
We have workshops about language, about performing, about what it's like to be singing in opera. We also have about the industry, you know, things about the industry, the details about what it's like to be, the entails in an opera that you do in the opera production. And also you have open rehearsals and concerts.
Yep, that will be the first time, I think, for the audience to witness
the makings.
Opera rehearsal.
Yeah.
We are putting up La Bohème in August later this year, and so we will have a real rehearsal going on, and so that you can actually see what goes on, what is being coached, and how do we coach.
And then we have a special program for children as well, so Opera for Kids, where kids can come and do interactive sessions with us, you know, and like role play games. So our whole idea about this festival is to make opera really, really accessible. And it's like an introduction, like a taster, you know, to tantalize, to stimulate an interest.
You know, I'm interested in that word, accessibility, because if there's one word that I associate with opera, I'm going to be honest, it's not accessible. You know, it's not my first thought.
Yeah.
So what is it? I mean, for you guys, obviously, it's something that is a passion, is an interest. Mm. What elements make it accessible to someone like me, for instance? I like music. I have a glancing interest in classical music, but I would not say that I would attend an opera, you know, on any given weekend night, for example.
It's true, you know, that it's always this kind of, you know, idea that opera is, you know, for, you know, it's high art, you know, highbrow culture and all that. But at the end of the day, I think it's like with any theatre, you know, it's the story that matters. You know, the story is very, very accessible. I think once you scale it down, you break it up into bits for the audiences, and you give them tools such as a libretto or translations in our productions or pre-concert talks. You find that actually it's no different than from, you know, is any form of theatre or musical theatre.
I think Kuala Lumpur City Opera has been in existence for like 4 years now, and each time, I think most important is that we have to have productions, performances, concerts, because then you the more frequent you do it, then the more opportunities that people get. And secondly, to make it accessible, I think one of the barriers is the language. So we always make sure that we have surtitles. So both in English and also in Chinese.
So you understand who's in love with who.
Correct,
yes.
Exactly.
And
I think the pre-concert talk is really a very popular thing, because people would like to know, okay, tell me a bit more about, you know, what am I going to expect in the performance, you know, things like that. And also we are looking maybe perhaps in the future to have opera appreciation classes, you know, for people who are interested so that they can learn more. And I think the key to enjoyment of opera, you need to do a little bit of preparation as well. Perhaps like read the synopsis before you go to the event, you know, and then have an open mind and like just relax and enjoy the music.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to find classically trained opera singers here in Malaysia, and where are they getting trained right now?
I think that in Malaysia, we have a wealth of talent. We have a lot of singers who have been abroad, you know, to study singing and study opera. And they've come back now to Malaysia. And it's a wonderful platform. And this company was set up to provide a platform. It's Malaysia's, you know, one of its very first bespoke opera companies. And I think this is... It's a good time now as more and more Malaysians, you know, come back from overseas, and they want to, you know, launch and start their careers. So we invite them to actually, you know, come and sing with us, really.
Right at the start, and perhaps this is a little off tangent, but you know, we were talking about the difference between Southeast Asian or Asian operatic traditions and Western operatic traditions. Are there new operas being made, and what would it take for us to have a local opera, but in the Western tradition?
Actually, the difference between an opera versus a local piece of work can be quite blur, you know, because in the past, we have had some local compositions, which you can term either as a musical theatre piece, or it could be also operatic, okay, because of the composition, the arrangement
style
of musical,
of music,
the style,
yeah,
and all that. So I would say that we have had many of these pieces before in the past.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of whether you want to classify them as opera or not.
Yeah.
And moving forward, I'm quite sure with us giving exposure to opera and giving more support, hopefully we can, you know, get the government, corporate sectors to come forward to support these initiatives. I'm quite sure we will have a local production soon.
Who are you hoping to see at the festival? Who's the audience that you're hoping will show up?
Well, our first, we always want, and you know, all the music majors, you know, to turn up, and of course, you know, for people, you know, who want to know more about this art form, and who wants to bring this to their friends and family members, and also to corporation who actually want to bring this, you know, to the society and the community. Basically, we just want to ensure that, you know, everybody, you know, just. You know, love, you know, this kind of additional performance, you know, in the country. Yeah,
I think this festival is for all Malaysians.
Yes,
you
exactly,
know, it's a
yeah.
family oriented event.
Mm.
Whether you are you know, you've an opera aficionado, or you've no clue whatsoever to what opera is all about, and it's done in a very carnival like atmosphere. You know, there's going to be food stalls, there's going to be lots of games activities. So
yes.
it's a fun filled weekend. And we just want people to come, and we invite all Malaysians, you know, whether you're, I don't know, 2 years old to 90 years old.
There's no restriction.
Just come enjoy yourselves,
yeah,
really.
Yes.
And I heard, you know, some mention of upcoming productions earlier. What are your future plans then for the KLCO as well as the Opera Cool Festival?
Well, we have, in June, we are having a collaboration with the Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra. We'll be having a concert at PJ Civic Hall. And in August, we will have our full-fledged stage opera production, La Bohème by Giacomo Puccini. And in October, our Kuala Lumpur City Opera, our very own chorus, will have their own concert.
Yeah, just to give a little flavor about La Bohème, a lot of people they might be familiar with the musical Rent. You know, Rent is actually based on La Bohème, and some of the characters are quite similar. And if let's say you manage to watch La Bohème, you'll be able to see, you know, how the story of Rent being, you know, derived from that particular opera.
But before we get there, we do have the Opera Cool Festival, and that is the very first Opera Cool Festival will be taking place on the 7th and 8th of May at Publica in Solaris Dutamas. Admission is free, but there is a minimum donation for performances. Gentlemen, thank you all very much for coming in.
Thank you, Liam. Thanks for having us.
I've been speaking with Danny Che and Ho Soon Yun of KL City Opera, as well as Chi Ho Mak, Chorus Master and Artistic Committee Member. You've been listening today to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.